Welcome back to Boston Public Radio. I'm Jim Browdy, and she is Marjorie. It's time for our concert roundtable, which we try to do every 6 weeks thereabout. Here with us in Studio 3 is Rob Hochschild. He's with Berklee College of Music. Rob, great to see you again.
Howdy.
Brian McCreath from Right Down the Hole is host with 99.5 WCRB and a producer for the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Radio broadcast. Did you win or lose against Keith Lockhart in the quiz? I can't remember.
Well, we'll have to wait and find out.
That's right. Sorry about that. Whoops. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Can you get rid of it? The suspense builds.
We're not live.
And
right?
Edgar B. Herwick III. Yes, we are. With WGBH's Curiosity Desk. How are you, Edgar?
I'm doing well, thanks, Jim.
Did you buy anything at the auction up at...
I did not buy anything at the auction. The only time I would have been able to get up there would have been for the beginning of the auction, and that's when they were auctioning off kitchen equipment, and I can't cook, so it wouldn't have been any good for me there.
Okay, we'll do what we do, I guess, every single time you guys are here. We'll go around a round table, and you'll tell us what concerts are coming up in the holiday season that people should not miss. Who do you want to start with, Marjorie?
Edgar.
I'm actually really excited about my first pick because normally I feel like I'm coming to the table as sort of the pop, rock, folk other guy. I can't match up with the very serious worlds of classical music and jazz, which have a little bit more credibility. But, I've got something very, very special. And this is pretty much the only thing on here that's a real holiday pick for me. And this is December 22nd, so it's happening this weekend at the Middle East. And it's a band called Harry and the Potters. So here's the deal with these guys. These guys are actually an amazing story. They've been around for about, 6 or 7, maybe even 8 years now. I think 9. This is their 9th annual. So they do an annual Yuletide Bud. They're from Norwood. And they basically started what is a genre now called wizard rock. So it was kind of by accident. One of them was in the pharmaceutical industry, and he had a younger brother. They both kind of played music on the side. And they kind of fell into this thing. The younger brother had this idea about a Harry Potter band, right? And they were doing a gig once, and nobody showed up for the gig, so they decided, let's patch it together and put this Harry Potter band together. So here's how they describe it. Imagine if Harry Potter quit the Quidditch team and started a punk rock band. Take that one step further and imagine that he stole a time turner and decided to start the band with himself from a different point in time. So both brothers play the character of Harry Potter in the band. They dress up like Harry Potter. They have a huge following among like Harry Potter fans, and they do these big, elaborate, like fun live shows. So I'm going to play a cut. This is a song called Save Ginny Weasley. All of the songs are about Harry Potter. They have like 5 albums. And this is from a live version that they did at the New York Public Library, and you can get a sense of how the crowd knows this song, and it's mostly teenage girls. So here it is, Harry and the Potters with Save Ginny Weasley.
Are you scared to walk through the hallways? Are you worried that the spiders run away? Are you petrified of being petrified? Are we going to have to save the school again? We've got to save Ginny Weasley from the basilisk.
Pretty good.
Yeah, super high energy. There's a great documentary about these guys called We Are Wizards. It's available for free on Hulu. It's all about, in its essence, these guys have sort of the pure spirit of punk rock and have inspired an entire genre of music. Little kids like writing rock and roll songs about Harry Potter. It's really, really cool. So there'll be a puppet show. There's other bands playing. It's a big deal. December 22nd at the Middle East.
I would never miss a puppet show. Now, Rob Hochschild, you are next. What are you bringing to the table here, Rob? You got a puppet show thing going on?
Not this time. That's what we've got is New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve is a big night, of course, for live music, no matter where you are. Also on the radio, NPR's got this little national broadcast called Toast of the Nation. You might have heard of it. This year, it begins in Boston on New Year's night at 9 o'clock with a live broadcast of saxophonist Donald Harrison over at our house of the Berklee Performance Center.
By the way, we carry that on GBH. That's right. I want you to know, Rob.
Excellent.
Thank you. Go
well,
ahead.
So we can listen on the radio, but you don't have to. Not that there's anything wrong with listening to the radio. You can actually go over to that or listen on GBH if you can't make it. But at the Berklee Show, you'll hear Donald Harrison, alto saxophonist, great player, composer, and he's from my favorite music city, New Orleans. He's from a family of Mardi Gras Indians, so he takes the whole New Orleans thing very seriously. This guy has got an impressive list of credits, too. Miles Davis, Art Blakey, Dr. John, Diggable Planets. So what we've got is a little track from an album of his called This Is Jazz. It's a Donald Harrison tune that brings the jazz and the funk. It's something you can actually dance to. It's called Tremé Swagger.
By the way, people, when they're driving, get really antsy during these segments. But as we always promise, everything that these guys talk about is posted online at WGBHnews.org not too long after the show. Everybody seems happy with that selection. I want you
to know. I like it.
Yeah, you can't not. It's exactly. kind of fun to groove to that thing.
Like swagger
it.
Is the right word.
Yeah.
Also, Jim, anytime you talk, you should have that music playing behind you. Because you just sounded so cool. Just talking about, like, we're going to post this online. Meanwhile, behind you.
I like that.
Yeah. Every discussion now with Jim is going to have that music as a bed.
I like that. Actually, we can do that. We'll talk to our producers. Now, Brian, it is on you. They have raised the proverbial bar.
Yeah, but I'm going to zig where they thought I was going to zag.
I knew you would. Yeah, what do you got?
No, that's what we do here. And we're going to go to the meditative side of the season. One of the really best Renaissance choirs in the world is right here in Boston. It's called Blue Heron. It's led by Scott Metcalf. He's been doing this for years and years and years. And they're going to do a couple of concerts of Advent and Christmas music from 15th century England. And it is such beautiful, transcendent music. Now, I have here something that is not going to be on that concert, but is from their latest recording. They've been doing these amazing recordings of a set of music called the Peterhouse Part Books. We won't get into the whole story of that. But just take a listen here to this little Gloria section of a mass by Nicholas Ludford. Maybe we should have done this before the New Year's Eve thing. I don't know, but this is
gorgeous.
Don't you think every time Marjorie speaks, this is it should be good for her?
The voice of the angels.
There we go. But seriously, this is the kind of music that it sounds great on a recording, and they're actually doing a Kickstarter for their next recording. I mean, it's going to be fantastic. But when you're in the space and this is First Church Congregational in Cambridge, they're going to do these concerts, and when you're in that space and this music is all around you, there's just nothing like it. This is so transcendent.
Now, if you were going to get a CD by Blue Heron to start yourself off on their Christmas music, which one would you get?
Oh gosh, well, see, this isn't actually a Christmas CD that we're listening to.
Yep.
BlueHeronChoir.org is where they are.
Okay.
And that's going to be linked from WGBHnews.org, I'm pretty sure.
So, this is so beautiful.
Love them.
It's like otherworldly.
It is. And they've gotten notice around the world.
That's the point, Jim,
I think. I understand. So listen, after round one, we want to thank Rob, Brian, and Edgar. We're going to take a very brief break and then more with round two, Concerts for the Holidays season, right here on WGBHnews.org. Holiday season concert roundtable on Boston Public Radio. I'm Jim Brown. She's Marjorie Egan. In with us in Studio 3, just as they were several minutes ago, Rob Hochschild from Berkeley, Brian McCreath from WCRB, and our own Edgar B. Herwick III from WGBH's Curiosity Desk. Round one was excellent, gentlemen.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Okay, now for round two, Edgar's going to start us off again from the Curiosity Desk.
All right, so this is January 11th, early next year. This is something that's called Hot Stove Cool Music. It's been going on for a few years. You may have heard of it. This is Theo Epstein's thing. So this is his foundation to be named later, which he still kind of keeps going once a year, big concert thing. And there, all kinds of people are there, including Peter Gammons, Theo Epstein, Mike O'Malley, who people know from Glee and just as being a great comic. He emcees it. And then they collect a couple of bands and they have a big concert. Theo plays guitar. I think Peter Gammons also plays guitar.
You see pictures of him doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So they get a lot of attention, but I'm really excited about this year's show. They have a bunch of really good artists. Bill Janovitz from Buffalo Tom will be there. Tanya Donnelly from Throwing Muses. Joan Osborne, members of the Black Crows. But I'm really excited.
She's one of my all-time favorite singers. I love her.
But I'm psyched about this group, The Baseball Project. Have you heard about these guys? They put out two records. It's basically a couple of guys from REM, Mike Mills and Peter Buck from REM, along with Scott McCaffey, who had played with REM for a little bit of time, and some other people. And they do songs about nothing about baseball. Nothing but songs about baseball, right? So they got together. It was an idea that formed when REM got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame over a lot of wine, and then they executed it. So they're going to be there, and I want to play a cut of one of their tracks from their first record, and this is about the great Ted Williams. This song is called Ted Effing Williams.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good, yeah. So, it's a, I mean, they're a big, fun band, and it's a chance in a pretty small venue at the Paradise to see a couple members of the now-defunct REM. So if you're an REM fan, this is a good chance to get out and see Mike Mills and Peter Buck. A lot of good music, and it's for a good cause.
How great is it we took a break? Because you can imagine going from whatever it was, Blue Heron with Brian McCree to Ted Effing Williams with Edgar. Yikes,
God.
I'm sorry, Brian. What were you going to say?
Oh, I just wondered, they're not going to have that beeper at the concert, are they?
No, I think they're going to say the actual words. So be ready.
Fans are going to love that. David Ortiz enjoyed using that word not too long ago.
That was a great moment. Rob Hochschild, you're up.
All right. Well, we are going to take it down a little bit more gentle with this next one. It's a concert at the Sanders Theater on the Harvard campus, January 25th, featuring three great jazz artists in one band, the Luciana Souza Quintet with Lionel Lueke and Gregoire Marais. These are three young jazz talents who are together on a date. On a concert date for the first time. Don't want to send the wrong message here. Luciana Souza, she's a vocalist from Brazil who lived in Boston for a while when she was a music student. She went to Berkeley and NEC. And she's a very interesting composer. She did an album that was her original music all based on the poems of Elizabeth Bishop. She did another one that was all based on the poems of Neruda. So she's really not comfortable with the mainstream. She does really interesting, unusual stuff. Also jazz and Latin flavored covers of pop tunes, and we'll get to that in a second. Lionel Lueke is a guitarist from Benin who fuses jazz with kind of Africa sounds, and Gregoire Marais is a harmonica player very much from the Toots Thielman school. So we have no recording of the three of them, but what we have is a very cool Luciana Souza cover of a Leonard Cohen tune, Bossa Nova style. It's called Here It Is.
What a grave voice she has, though. It's a beautiful
voice. Gorgeous, gorgeous voice.
Yes.
Should we have beeped out that word that was just in there?
No, you're
fine.
It's
fine.
Okay, good. Okay.
It's not like we're live.
Wow, that is... And did you say at the beginning of that, because I was just trying to figure out how to pronounce the names, they have, or this is their first date, as you call it, together?
Yeah, this is the first time they've all performed together. The glue on this group is Herbie Hancock, because they've all played with Herbie Hancock at one time or another. They all met with him on various dates, but they're all coming together. I think this show is going to be really, really cool, so everyone should get
also, nice. Sanders is a beautiful place. Yeah. It's a beautiful place.
Great
over
acoustics.
There. Okay, round two, Brian McCree.
Sanders Theater. Yeah. Sanders Theater, the common thread here. Boston Baroque, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day concerts. We'll bring you the New Year's Day on the air, but why not show up at Sanders in this beautiful hall and hear Boston Baroque with this? That's right.
Marjorie is transported. This is no, I know this is your kind of music, isn't it? She is loving this.
I feel so nerdy admitting that, Brian. I'm glad you're here with me.
We're here. It's cool, too. This is Bach, and it is a Bach New Year's celebration this time around. I know, everybody's surprised that I'm mentioning Bach, but here it is. This is one of the Brandenburg Concertos. They're going to do a couple of those. They're also going to do a couple of cantatas, and this is where it gets really fun. Bach, during his time when he was living in Leipzig, this was when coffee was really catching on in Europe. And so he wrote this coffee cantata. And they're going to do this
great
thing. It's a fantastic cantata. The setting is this girl who's addicted to coffee, and her dad is saying, "You can't keep drinking coffee. You need to get married." And so they do this whole shtick thing. I mean, this is going on with arias and recitatives, and the band is playing.
Great.
And eventually, this is a spoiler alert, but it's okay because the music is what's really the star here. At the end, the girl finally works out, like, "Okay, Dad, sure, I'll get married." And she has like some kind of prenup written, and so she can drink coffee whenever she wants. I mean,
that is really great.
I mean, this
great.
is coffee was a huge craze.
Wow. See,
in,
people don't
in
realize
Germany.
How weird classical music is. You know what I mean? There is a whole strain of weird
right.
going on in there that is really great.
Very kinky.
I love that. Okay.
Well, and Martin Perlman, I mean, seriously, Martin Perlman knows this stuff inside and out. Boston Baroque has done this for 40 years now. They're celebrating their 40th anniversary. And so this is just going to be a truly fun time to kick off the new year. Whether you go on New Year's Eve, maybe you want to be at Berklee on New Year's Eve and hit Boston Baroque on New Year's Day.
Oh, my God.
Either way, this is the way to
okay,
go.
Okay, round three, as we do every time you guys are here, we're picking up the pace, Edgar. So
all right.
Take it.
All right, here we go. From people take milk in their coffee. This is a terrible segue into I'm going to talk about a band called Neutral Milk Hotel. They are a very, very big deal in certain
hotel.
Circles.
What circles would they be?
Those circles would be the very small indie rock circles. Now, in 1988, they put an album out called In an Airplane Over the Sea. It was actually a very influential and gorgeous album, which is all loosely based, partly on inspired by Anne Frank and her story, and also these dreams, these recurring dreams that the lead singer Jeff Mangum and songwriter said he kept having about a Jewish family during World War II. And they put this record out. It didn't do anything. And then over the years, it became a very, very influential record on bands like Arcade Fire, The Decemberists, Bon Iver, Beirut, Danger Mouse, Wilco, all of these bands, in part because of the strange instrumentation and the approach that they took in making this record, which they did for very cheap. So the recording quality is not terrific, but the sentiment really kind of led to a lot more bands making higher quality recordings in this vein. So this is the title track from this record called In the Airplane Over the Sea.
Did you say where and when? I can't remember. Did you say where this is happening?
This is happening at the January 16th and 17th at the Orpheum. So they're going to probably sell out both of those dates. This guy dropped off the face of the earth after this record came out in 1998, and they haven't really toured since. So this is a very big deal, like I said, in certain circles, certain music circles. So two dates at the Orpheum, and they'll sell them both out.
Rob?
All right, what we've got is a Boston-based musician and one of my all-time favorite musicians on the planet, Duke Levine. He's a guitarist. He's known as the consummate sideman. He's played with Jay Giles, Mary Chapin Carpenter, Amy Mann, Dennis Brennan. The word for his playing, no matter what setting, is tasty. Like, he can play fast. He can play like chunky country stuff. But he's just always very tasty. He can do anything with a guitar. What he's doing on the 23rd of January at Atwood's Tavern, a little place in Cambridge, is stepping out front with his own band, the Duke Levine Band. And this will be mostly instrumental music, and it'll veer from country to jazz to blues. Great instrumental music. So let's take a listen to what Duke Levine's got. This is Beneath the Blue.
Has he ever done Ted Effing Williams, as far as you know? Or is he
going to cover that?
He would play one tasty guitar solo over that thing, I think.
Okay, so, Brian, it's in your hands.
Yeah, okay. So after the holidays, as we are now discussing some things after the holidays, the Boston Symphony is going to bring this piece to the stage called La Pasión Según San Marcos. This is The Passion According to St. Mark. It's written by Osvaldo Golijov, composer who grew up in Argentina, spent some time in Israel. There's klezmer, there's South American folk music wrapped in. Scola Cantorum of Venezuela is visiting to do this piece with members of the Boston Symphony. Let's take just a little quick listen to some of this. What you're hearing is not a salsa party. This is when Jesus is telling his followers that one of them is going to betray him. And
this is the moment.
San Marco, or St. Mark, is saying, this is what he's saying to us. And Jesus is saying, verily I say unto you, one of you shall betray me. That's the kind of thing this is. This is the passion story. As it was inspired by J.S. Bach's Passions, Passion Writings, and Golahov took it in a completely different direction, set it in South America, and it is an amazing modern masterpiece. Osvaldo Golahov, a local composer, by the way, he's based here in Boston, is one of the modern masters who brings together all kinds of music. It'll be at the BSO second weekend of January.
This is the BSO?
Yeah. This is the BSO.
Do I hear a harpsichord in there?
Yeah.
Is there a harpsichord in like
there
this?
There is so much stuff
that
going on this stage.
Variety.
This is all
variety.
Kinds of crazy percussion instruments, everything going on.
Okay, so the list from all three of these fine gentlemen, their selections, and actually a couple we didn't get to, will be on WGBHnews.org. Want to thank our colleague Edgar B. Herwick III from the Curiosity
Pleasure
Desk.
As always.
Hello there, Edgar. Rob Hochschild, you're with Berklee College of Music. You knew that, right?
Thank you for the reminder.
Just
wanted
to know in case you forgot.
You got to know where to go in the cabin.
Over here. And Brian McGreath, you're like down the hall or something.
I know. I can
99.5 WCRB and a producer for the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Gentlemen, thank you as always.
Thank
and again,
you.
For
thank
Marjorie
you.
And others, the lists are at WGBH.
That is correct.